If this is your first time here, you might be asking, what the heck is going on here? What's this about? I have been covering the five individual languages of love described in Dr. Gary Chapman's book. And this isn't a book review, rather the discussion of the different topic that I found in that book that I feel would be of value to you in developing or dealing with issues in relationship. And if this is your first time to my channel, my name is Barry, and I'm the owner of Christianity Explained, where my goal is to share biblical principles and ideas to help you with your Christian walk. Now, let's dive in to this in today's topic. What is the act of service? What does it mean? It can be a little challenging because it's very easy to confuse someone who just enjoys doing some basic household chores and so on. I don't know. For me, it's challenging because my love language is quality time. And if you don't know what that is, or that your love language is the way we receive our expressions of love and how we communicate it. The key is when I communicate that love to someone else by saying, okay, let me spend time with that person. Let me develop some quality time, as it were. I'm expending what's in my love tank. That's the thing that how I express and receive love. But I have to get it refilled. And that means receiving quality time from others. Act of service is very much the same thing. Words of appreciation or words of affirmation, which I'm certain you heard many times, whether you agree or not. Well, it's the same idea there. If you're a word of appreciation, you like receiving, but here's the thing. You need to give out in order to receive. Other people like to hear words of encouragement, even if they're not a word of appreciation type. Same thing with gifts. My mother loved to give gifts as a way of expressing appreciation, thanks, or love, affection, whatever. That was how she expressed. But at the same time, she liked receiving and knowing that you appreciate what she gave you. It makes her feel appreciated. So what does this have to do with act of service? Now, I also find it a little bit challenging because I tend to be a little bit more sensitive. Like, I knew a friend who had a wonderful thought because my mom was checked into the hospital back in 2013, and he was actually thinking in terms of men typically don't know how to cook really good dinner or something like that. And she was probably thinking short term. She didn't know that I actually am a pretty decent chef. No, I wouldn't try getting a job at a restaurant. I don't think my brother would appreciate it. I don't know if Risha, if is that was her love language. But let's say it was. For me, I probably would have said, if I had thought about it at the time, would say, Risha, I think it would be better for you if you teach me how to cook with my multi-cooker, which I had at the time, or how to do rather than doing. Because I knew this was going to be, it was going to be a long-term thing. I didn't think it was as long as it was, but but as it was, I understood what she was saying. She was communicating concerns and things like that. Now, for the record, the lady was married, so don't even think about it. I have to be a wise ass a little bit too. But see, that's what it means. You do something for someone else that's a little beyond the normal. Like if you have a spouse who, and it's not, and you're, and let's say you're like me, quality time type, and your spouse is act of service. She's going to appreciate you saying, hey, honey, you sit down. I'll take care of cooking dinner for you. The good thing I know how to cook. If I didn't, I'd probably be in a world of hurt. But guess what? Even if Gentry has somebody who likes, whose language is active, gonna appreciate that. I'm like, wow, I appreciate you doing that for me. Now, she, on the other hand, would turn around and say, I want to express, hey, you like doing this. How about I help you with this project? How about I do some of the things and lighten some of my load for me? She's trying to serve, but in a way of expressing love. That's great. Now, I have some hesitation that has nothing to do with me. Is my concern is that such a beautiful expression can be abused. Lady, if you're in a relationship with a guy and hopefully not married, really, and he is basically treating you as a doormat, please, your love language is act of service. Do not confuse that with doormat. You're not a doormat, okay? Get that part in. You're not. When you express love to someone, they need to be able to appreciate. If they're not, you need to communicate. All right, if it's not going anywhere, then you may want to rethink the relationship, okay? But you might have a situation where, that I saw described in Dr. Chapman's book about a couple, I think it was called Miracle in Chicago. You have to read the gift chapter. And it's very relevant. This lady was expressing frustration with her husband. It turned out that the husband was an act of service type. He received and didn't realize that, oh, I need to give some gift. He didn't know until they went to the marital seminar of Gary Chapman. So they heard the information and she said, let me try doing things a little different. And he saw that, and I'm like, okay, and he started learning. He apparently took the thing and realized what his mistake was. So he began saying, oh, my wife is a gift person. I need to do this. And once the light bulb went on, and they started being able to resolve the issue. He liked receiving, but he didn't know that, oh, I need to communicate in her language with this gift. And that's the thing. You have to know what the other person's language is before you go embarking on things. That's the happy. But still, it's important to communicate. Otherwise, you might be doing something that may not be the smartest thing. And drive yourself nuts. Yeah. Yeah. And I don't know why, but I've heard stories of reports. That's why I'm extra concerned. In my case, I would rather receive from somebody I actually know, and I can say, wow, I have a relationship. I trust, I know. He's not trying to put me down. He's not doing anything. That's the other thing. That's why I said you need to communicate. In the blog post, hopefully I'll be able to do a little better with this. But I am going to include a video I saw of a gentleman who explained something important. if you're broken inside, it's going to be difficult for you to recognize what's going on. That's why it's helped to be healed in your own heart and to recognize that, oh, all right, my love language is this. That might not be that person's love language. Oh, and Albert does a beautiful job of repeating. Hopefully you will see that. Not in the card, in the end screen. All right. Really isn't so much I can cover here, but this is, like I said, challenging. There's another video. The guy actually gave a good example, and I think I'll use his video to complement it. He makes a good point. Doing your daily duty, and your, let's say the wife is love, is act of service, love language. You know, daily duty, like, oh, I just take out the trash. Like, that's your normal thing. That's not an act of service. It's doing something without the complaining attitude and the wah, wah, wah type. That was one point he made. The second point is, don't worry if you fumble the ball. It can happen, especially if that's not something you normally do. But you're doing it out of love for your spouse, whose language is act of service. Zola. And she's going to appreciate that. And like I said in other video and blog posts, it needs to be freely given and freely received. All right. There's that. And there's something else. This gentleman said he had this great idea. Oh, my wife is away. Let me surprise her. I'll call a cleaning crew. That sounds like a great idea. And she apparently, I'm sure, appreciated it. But the thing was, she would have really have liked it more if he made the effort, because he wanted to receive from her husband, not what somebody else did, all right? And it was great. It was a good thought and appreciated, I'm sure. But I think you guys get the idea. All right. Hey, I want to thank you for your time. Sorry if this wasn't as exciting a video as some others. But yeah, I have one more love language that I'm going to do, which is a little more challenging to me, physical touch. Then move on to another topic, spiritual discernment, and it centers on Blake Healy's book. That's the tentative plan. I might incorporate a secondary. I don't know. But that's not till the end of next week. All right, I want to thank you for your time. Hope you have a blessed day. See you when I see you.